Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hello, Joyce.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, what's up, Joyce? Joyce is calling looking for Ricky. What happened, Joyce?
I mean, okay, first, like, let me explain what's going on, because I think it's going to sound weird, so let me just break this down.
Okay.
So, I'm dating this guy. Mm-hmm. His name is Ricky.
Yeah.
We get along, we laugh a lot, like, we have great sexual chemistry, like, he's the, oh my God, yes, he's a hell yes.
Okay.
So, we've been talking for a minute, we've been hanging out, all that good stuff.
Okay.
So, just, like, things started to get, like, a little weird, so that's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay, so what happened the last time you hung out?
Well, okay. So, I'm technically still married.
Okay.
And he's not calling you back because you're technically still married? What do you mean you're technically still married?
I wonder why.
Yeah.
So, my husband, we're going through divorce. We're handling, like, you know, we're trying to do it the right way, like mediation. And so it's taking a minute to kind of go through the process.
Okay, but here's the question. Did Ricky find out you were still married, or did you bring up to him that you were
right.
still married?
Yeah.
Well, no. It's on my profile. So I'm not hiding anything.
Oh.
It's on my profile that, you know, I'm separated.
Okay.
And
okay.
I explained, like, yeah, I was honest about it. I'm going through this. This is what's happening.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, it's cool. You know, I'm divorced as well. So he gets the process. And I'm just like, I don't want it to be messy, but it got messy.
Oh, okay. So how did it get messy?
Okay. He's come over a couple of times, and my husband, or, like, whatever you want to call it, he's still there. We still live together.
What?
And
This is Joyce. Getting better and better.
Really? So you're technically still married and still live with your husband. But you know what, guys? It was in her online profile. So,
transparency.
It's not like I'm lying.
Yeah. I can't believe that Ricky, like, swiped right on you, first of all. You must be beautiful.
I mean, I got some good, you know what I'm saying? I got some good going on over
okay.
here. Just saying.
So why do you still live with your estranged husband?
Well, I mean, this economy, man, like, money is tight. And
yeah.
I guess that's just real. Money is tight. He got hurt in the job, so... You know, it's like me trying to help as well. Because, like, before we got married, we were cool. Like, we were friends. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's like, he needs help. I'm still looking for a place. It's just a lot going on.
Okay.
So, but we're respectful.
Yeah, okay. So hang on. I think we have enough. We'll give him a call for you next, okay?
All right.
All right, so we just spoke to Joyce. Listen, Joyce just gave us a lot. Technically, in the process of getting divorced, technically still married. Also, still living with the estranged husband. Now, wait. You're probably thinking, duh. That's why, by the way, she's looking for Ricky. That's why Ricky's not getting back at her. No. Apparently, Joyce had this in her online profile
right.
that Ricky saw.
No and secret.
Yeah, and he was like, all right, cool. And not only did he hang out with her once, but, like, they were seeing each other for a while. So out of the blue for Ricky to bounce, I don't know. I'm going to go with my theory that perhaps he was, like, telling the story to a friend, and the friend was like, dude, get out of that because it's messy, and it's probably going to get messier, but who knows? Who knows? So, Joyce, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call him right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ricky?
I'm sorry. Who's this?
Ricky, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. We got your phone number from somebody. Can I explain why? It's actually a good reason.
Yeah, do we do business with you guys?
Do we... No, 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 no. We're calling you. So we're on a radio station, Hot 96.9, and we got your phone number from a girl. We do a thing where people ask other people out for dates, and we do the asking out, and we got your phone number from a girl that wants to ask you out. And it basically, if you agree, we'll tell you her name, and if you agree to a date, then we'll pay for whatever date you choose.
All right, this is a little weird, but whatever. What do you need to do? What's going on here?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a girl's name, and if you agree to go on a date with her, then we'll just literally, you tell us where, when, what time, and we'll reserve the whole thing, free food and free drinks. And if you say no, then it's no.
Okay, what's the girl's name?
Her name is Joyce.
Oh, hell no.
Wow.
Hell no. That girl's twisted.
Okay.
I can't believe I fell for that girl's bullshit. Told her f*** off. Jesus.
Okay, so listen.
She's back?
She told us about the situation. And by the way, she told us that you knew about her situation with her, you know, in the process of getting divorced.
Man, f*** that shit, man. She's still f***ing that dude, man.
She's still, why do you say, no, she's not f***ing that dude. Just because she's still married and living with the man does not mean.
Yeah, okay, Ramiro. Really?
Why do you think that she's still f***ing him?
But she told you they still live together, right?
She did say that, yes.
Okay, but did she tell you that when he is there, that they sleep in the same bed?
I'm sorry, what?
She left out the... How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you... Wait, they sleep, so they...
Have you had sleepovers?
She didn't tell me this either. I know you guys are surprised. She leaves that part out.
So, how did you find out?
Why don't you ask her how I found out?
Oh, you know what? Actually, we could do that. Okay, hold on, because she's on the phone right now. Hey, Joyce.
Ricky, come on now. Why are you acting brand new? Like, I thought you knew this. Like, I had already broke everything down.
Why would I think that you guys still share a bed? You have a couch. You have a floor. You have a lot of other places for him to sleep.
My apartment is tiny. You seen how tiny my daggone apartment is? And I told you he hurt his back on the job. It's a workers' comp. I told you all of that. So he can't sleep on a couch or a floor.
Well, then you sleep on the couch and the floor. There's no way you two are f***ing.
Can I ask a question here? How did you find out that her and her husband are sharing a bed?
Oh, man, that's the best fucking part, all right? I was headed to her place. Wait. I'm sorry. Their place. After work. Uh-huh. She told me that Dave was home and would let me in. Whatever. I got there. He let me in. Then he told me to make myself at home because he was going to take a nap because he had to work late or something. I said, no problem. You know, I can just hang in the bedroom. Because I thought he slept on the couch. But he informed me that no, he still sleeps in the bed and that I can hang in the living room. So after it finally sunk in, I left while he was napping and I blocked your ass. Leave me alone.
Oh my gosh. You are such a baby. You straight up hyperventilating because he's sleeping in the bed.
I'm not a baby. I'm not a fool. Right, I know when I'm getting played.
You're so childish. We're not f***ing. I'm only having sex with you. I told you that. But just because I'm sleeping in the bed, it's like sleeping
with
a brother.
How do I know that? That bed is tiny,
because
too. That's like a queen bed.
Told you.
That was getting worse. God. The bed's
Joyce,
even small.
Joyce, like, when you said you were still married, like, you made it seem like you guys were on the outs. You couldn't. You're more married than some other married couples,
right?
Even though...
I'm not. Like, we barely even talk. We literally just, it's a small.
Yeah, you're too busy f***ing.
Like,
that's why you don't talk.
I've only been f***ing you.
Okay, wait, hold on. Real question. When's the last time you had sex with your husband? A strange husband.
Like 2 years ago.
Do we believe that, Ricky?
No, I don't believe that. Yo, you probably f***ed him last night. You probably f***ed him while you're on the phone.
This is just getting better and better.
But let's face facts. You guys have seen this guy. This guy's like handsome, all right? I'm sure it's really easy for you to sleep in bed with him.
Hold on. Ricky, I know you've put up with the fact that she's still married. You put up with the fact that she still lives with her husband. Can we throw in the fact that she still sleeps in the same bed as him and give her another date and see if we can make this work out?
Hell no.
Free dinner.
Yeah, I'm sure she would love it. Free dinner for her, and then she get her husband's d- for dessert.
Jesus.
Ricky, I don't date bitch ass motherfuckers. And you a bitch ass motherfucker, okay? Because you don't
You date go find yourself a you can sit in the corner and watch you your stupid bitch ass husband, right?
This is terrible.
I don't know what games you two are playing.
This is fun.
I don't know who you think. Oh, I'm not going yesterday, bitch. Leave me the alone. Don't bring me on the radio.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.